Today is Tuesday, the 8th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time. The Lord is my light, my hope, and my salvation. In Him I trust. We rely on many things in our lives, on other people, on our wealth or our possessions, on our power or reputation or status, on our own ingenuity and talents. But as you enter into prayer now, can you put all those things aside for a moment and place all your trust in God, your light, your hope, your salvation? Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
After they had gone away, a demoniac who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke. And the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Jesus' miracle itself, at the start of this passage, is described in a single sentence. The Gospel writer Matthew is more interested in how people respond to the miracle. What is your own first response to this story of a devil being cast out? In a powerful image, Jesus has compassion for those who are harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Where in your world are you aware of people like that today? Jesus' response is to send his followers out to assist these helpless, harassed crowds. Who might he be wanting to send you out to in the same way? As the passage is read again, notice how it flows. Jesus first sees needy people, then he feels compassion, and finally, he does what he can do to meet those needs by himself and by those who are close to him.
After they had gone away, a demoniac who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the one who had been mute spoke, and the crowds were amazed and said, "Never has anything like this been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "By the ruler of the demons, he casts out the demons." Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
Speak finally to Jesus about what you need from him to be able to respond in the ways that he calls you to. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.